Hello Audioboo, it's Pawari here. It's the 13th of August, it's a Monday. Not quite so sunny here today, rather overcast. But it's not rained yet, so we're holding out hope. And the plan today is to go to a steam railway, so that should be fairly rainproof anyway. I wanted to reply to Lil McGill. Firstly, thank you so much for the list of suggested TV programmes to watch on Netflix. You know, I didn't think we had half of those because on the app you can't see anything other than their recommended TV shows, and none of those were on there. But I've started with the first on the list and found Breaking Bad. It's on there, so I've started watching that and it's really good. I'm enjoying it. So thank you. I should work my way through the list and that should keep me going for a few months, I'm sure. Fishy stuff. It doesn't sound that the guy at the store's been that bad, especially if he sort of steered you away from goldfish, because goldfish do need an awful lot of space. They need about 10 gallons per goldfish, which most people don't give them. And this is why they don't live very long in the little bowls, because they just don't survive in that environment. So that sounds good. He's not completely useless. And also, if they are going to test the water and stuff for you, that's great too. Although I'm really surprised that he sold you the fish at the same time without settling the system in first. But it's not irretrievable, don't worry. Hopefully you've had a chance to Google now and looked at how the tank cycling works, so you know a little bit more about that. Water changes. Are you using a water heater at the moment? I don't know about Sopo Tetra or the area of the world you live, whether you need to have a heater to keep the water temperature at the right temperature. If so, the big thing with water changes is that you try not to shock the fish, because big changes can shock their systems. So I would err on smaller water changes more frequently. This is what I used to do. I used to have a 60-litre tank. Now, I'm not sure what that is in gallons. Do you know what the ratio for gallons to litres is, Accra? No, you're just looking at me, strangely.
Sorry?
Litres to gallons. Do you know what the...
4.5 litres to UK gallon. No idea about US gallons, because I've got the wrong size.
No, apparently US is the wrong size gallons, so I've got no idea. It's a 60-litre tank. I think I seem to remember I could possibly... it's a bigger tank than yours, I'm pretty sure. But I used to change about 10 litres, a bucket for about 10 litres every week. So I'd say somewhere between 10% and 20% water change, rather than a big half at the same time. And I'd get it to the right temperature before I put it in, which, okay, was generally with a separate thermometer, and I'd top it up with a... water from a kettle until I got to the right temperature, and then obviously put the water treatment in and any other sort of stuff. I used to put in a plant feed and a good bacteria stuff in it as well. But if you're cycling with a fish, you need to do the test strips, and if the ammonia levels or the nitrite levels go too high, then you might be looking at a daily water change, and I'd keep that some like 10% daily water change, and you might be doing that for about a month, depending on how warm the water is and how quickly the tank stabilises. So yes, I would do it more frequently, but in levels that aren't going to scare the fish too much. I don't know if you've picked up a water siphon. They're really handy as a way of getting water quickly out of the tank. They usually come with like a sort of grill thing at the bottom, so you can't accidentally suck up the fish or any of the gravel, and they're really good at getting all the crud out the bottom of the tank as well. Obviously you don't want to be too fastidious about getting the crud out the bottom of the tank, because you can disturb the bacteria, but it does help make the job a lot quicker and easier. Photographs, yes. Fish can't blink, so try not to use a flash anywhere near them, because again, that can shock them a bit, which is probably always a bit scared and going to the other side of the tank. And also, the flash is going to reflect off the tank anyway, so you may find that a bit of pretty pointless exercise anyway. I'm running out of time. But yes, I really enjoyed having fish, and I do miss my fish. I'm hoping your little Sopo Tetra does well. Take care.